Zara Ducrow is 21. She's from Auckland, a few years out of St. Kentigan College and away from her home suburb of St. Heliers. And she wants to make it there in New York. She's been studying acting. Kia ora, Zara. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me, Jen.
Did you always act? Is it the one thing you kind of have to do?
Yeah, for sure. I have been doing it since I was a kindergartner. Like, my parents will attest to that. Never really saw myself doing anything else, really.
Okay. Well, you're in the right place then. You're on a scholarship, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I got a half tuition scholarship to the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts.
You've graduated now?
Yes, I have. I graduated last May. So since then, I've been auditioning.
And you finished your course basically as the strike began in Hollywood, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, that was extremely unfortunate. Not great for someone who is just starting out and trying to get a foot in the door, really.
So you're trying to get a foot in the door, and what are you doing to keep body and soul together while you're there?
So, when I'm not auditioning, which takes up the majority of my week, I'm self-taping pretty much every day. I work a weekend job, and I'm actually a children's birthday party entertainer, which has been an interesting one for sure. I travel around the entire tri-state area and, as a princess or a clown or whatever, and that's my job on the weekends.
Jay, how many parties a day would you do on the weekends?
It's pretty full on. It's about 5 to 6. Varies sometimes. On the lower end, it's 3 or 4, but Jay, usually about 5 parties a day. So it's pretty tiring.
Which Disney princess do you think suits you best?
That is a wonderful question. I think I'm a really good Rapunzel from Tangled. That was a staple growing up, so I know all the words.
Your hair's not that long, though.
No, definitely not, but I get to wear the wig, so we're all covered.
That sounds exhausting, but then again, I suppose everybody's smiling and excited as you arrive.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be greeted extremely enthusiastically. I think it's probably one of those, like, probably the only job where you're consistently greeted just, like, with beaming smiles, and the kids adore you, which is nice, especially when you're a princess.
That ongoing audition process, day after day, recording, as you say, and applying for lots of gigs, is that typical that you have to do a kind of, it's almost an apprenticeship of auditioning? Is that what everybody talks about, that it's just a matter of plugging away?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's sort of just a matter of resilience. Oftentimes it feels like you're sort of sending things out into the abyss and seldom hearing back. But it's just important to keep a consistency and a drive so that you can eventually sort of get something that sticks, that leads to the next thing. It's an unorthodox sort of way of going about your week.
Well, I guess it sorts out the determined from the less determined people. That's
absolutely. Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart. I think you have to be willing to keep going, for sure.
What are you best at? Are you best at comedy? Are you a more dramatic actor? What do you reckon about yourself?
I think my stronger suit is probably with comedic work.
Okay.
I do love drama. I'll continue to audition for drama. I would love to book a sitcom. That would be like a dream.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Now, your life, coming from a place in St. Heliers with a lawn, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You'll be in an apartment, I'm sure. Can you imagine living in a New York apartment, though, your entire life?
I think so. I think it is sort of part of the charm, living in a shoebox.
You're in Brooklyn, aren't you?
I am, yeah, I'm in Brooklyn. There's sort of further uptown, sort of Brooklyn Heights area, which is the closest to Manhattan, is definitely sort of nicer neighborhood. Now I'm sort of a little bit further downtown, more in the hub of it, I think. More within the art scene, which I like, right next to a big park as well, which I enjoy.
The city that never sleeps, is that true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. There are people out at all hours of the night. I've never been in the streets and not had someone in my sort of proximity. It's pumping always.
Mind you, what's going on at 3 a.m. that you would want to be part of, really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag, Jim, with this. Sometimes there's some interesting stuff going on. Sometimes, there's some dodgy stuff going on in the subway cart, and you think I might just grab an Uber home.
But you love the place. You love the place.
I do. I love it. I joke to my friends that I think in terms of cities to live in, I think I've peaked. It's the best place for me.
Zara de Crowe is calling home. Can you translate these terms for us, please?
Sure thing.
Real talk.
Real talk. Okay, cut the BS. This is what I'm saying. This is the truth,
Okay. A whip.
Yes, a really nice car. Like, oh, look, check out his whip.
Okay. Bodega, bodega.
Oh, yes, Bodega, the corner store, the dairy, my favorite place in the city. They have the best bagels on planet Earth.
And is the person behind the counter really called an ock? Have you heard that?
An ot?
Ock. I thought this was really odd. OCK. No.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Maybe they are. Perhaps that's the general sort of name for them. I didn't know that.
When you cancel at the last minute, is it called flipping? Do you
See,
know that?
I call it we I've the New Yorkers that I've sort of spoken to, flaking instead of flipping.
Flaking.
Yeah, like, oh, if they don't show up to what they said they were going to show up to, they're a flake,
Okay, and the last one. I'm leaving. We out. Do you ever say we out when you're going?
I think some like definitely cooler Brooklynites than myself would say that. I don't think I can quite pull that off, but we out is like, yeah, we're out of here.
We're out.
Catch you later.
We're out. Downsides of the New York life, please, Zara.
Oh. That is a tricky one. In the summer, the subway is an absolute sauna. There's a lot of, questionable smells and a bit of uncleanliness around, that I think in the summer with festering heat doesn't really, serve anyone well. But aside from that, not too much really. I think the only downside for me being here is missing my family and friends back home.
The heat in the summer, they used to call it the dog days, as I recall.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they probably don't
Oh
anymore.
yeah.
But yeah, well,
Yeah, no, I don't think
there
they
was
do
a movie
anymore.
called Dog Day Afternoon, I think.
Yeah, is that Al Pacino, isn't it?
That's right, it was too.
Yeah.
No beaches, Zara.
Oh yeah. Gosh, it's that I have struggled with that, Jim. I think there have been numerous times where myself and my roommate have said to each other, like, I would just love to be coastal right now. Luckily, I've got friends that have just sort of moved to Jersey and they've got a pool opposite them. So I think that's going to be where I'll be hanging out for the summer.
Your source of water. Expensive in New York?
Yes, very expensive. Although I would argue that the wages here, meet rent prices, etc., where they sort of don't in other parts of the country. So I think it balances out in that way. But I would also say that the day-to-day sort of, groceries, transport, pretty affordable when you're earning the American dollar. I can get a lot more groceries here for the same amount back home.
Abrasive New Yorkers. They've got a reputation for being abrasive. That's true.
I would say yes, to an extent it's true, but once you've been here for long enough, you really understand where they're coming from. I think there are so many tourists here, sort of wandering around in people's way and moving at quite a glacial pace, that when you've sort of got somewhere to be, it is kind of frustrating when someone stops right in the middle of the subway stairs. So I would say can come off a little bit more blunt, but for good reason. I think sometimes there's been a few times since being here for 3 years where I've gotten a bit frustrated and had a bit of a New York moment, I think.
That subway, how risky is it at times?
I've always felt relatively safe on the subway. I've never really had any huge issues. I would say, as you know, as a young woman, be mindful of taking it at night, and you know, travel in groups if you can. They've recently, the police have recently started putting a lot more people down in the subways to do bag checks and things, because
Okay.
there has been a bit of criminal activity going on recently. But
How busy is your life? I mean, do you get spare time and what do you do with it?
yeah, I do get a little bit of spare time. I think my sort of Monday to Friday, it's a lot of auditioning and then working weekends. When I do get sort of a spare moment, I love to go to a show with a friend. I've been to a couple of Broadway shows recently. I do a bit of writing with my friend from uni, who's also Kiwi. And we're writing a short film at the moment. I enjoy writing music. I write a lot of songs, so that is something that's a go-to for me. Yeah.
Your friend from uni is Elise Beals, who was in the short feature Two Idiots and a Tin Whistle.
Yes, you are right, Alicia Beals.
Oh, is it Alicia? Right, okay. So,
Yeah.
but you don't flat with her. Who do you live with then?
I live with Rosie Gordon. She's also a Kiwi.
Ah, right. Oh, so you've,
Yeah.
right. So there's a lot of back homeness about you, even if you are in New York. You've got mates.
Yeah.
So you arrive in New York City. How do you go about making the sorts of contacts in the music business that will lift you up the ladder? The film business is one thing because it's almost kind of structured, isn't it? You can audition for things, but how do you go about actually getting to know the people you need to know?
Yeah, see, that's a great question. I think what's sort of lucky about being in the like technological age we're in now, I can use social media platforms to do a lot of self-promotion. So when I do put you know, my first single out, there'll be ways to promote it on, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all those types of things that will sort of help, you know,
Yep.
get my name out, I think.
It sounds like you're right in the middle of a really exciting time, both in New York
Yeah.
and in your life. Still cold at the moment. I mean, if we were flying up this week, what would you recommend we do?
Actually, Jim, it's been warming up this week. We had a 20-degree day today.
Gee.
So I'd say, you know, a light jacket and some shorts and you'll be away. But you know, last week it was sort of 0 degrees. So, you know, it's a bit temperamental. You've got to stay, keeps you on your toes for sure. I'm always checking the forecast.
It's funny how it corresponds because this last week is, last few days really have been the, temperatures have seen temperature drops. Finding food would be no problem in New York. What takeaway do you like best? Well, they don't call them takeaways, do they? But you know what I mean.
Yeah, they call it takeout here.
Yeah.
I think my favorite would have to be dollar slice pizza, you know, the big slice of pizza for a dollar. It's you can't beat it. It really is so good. It's one of my favorite things about the city. It was also awesome, like as a, you know, a relatively broke uni student, when you can get a giant sort of slice of pizza for a dollar, that's dinner sussed for the week.
I just came across a headline, New York City hid realities of homelessness crisis. You have nearly 500,000 undocumented people in the city, which seems an amazing number. A third of the population wasn't born in America. Well, I suppose that's you.
Yeah.
Are they visible, the ones trucked up from the southern border, 4,000 a week at times coming in, or does New York just swallow them up? I know your hospitals are overwhelmed, though. The news is full of that.
Yeah. No, definitely. There's a lot of homelessness on the street, more so in some areas than others. But if you go to sort of Midtown, Times Square area, there's a lot of homelessness that you'll see in subways, and you know, it's pretty heartbreaking, I think, especially in the peak of summer and like depths of winter.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty awful. I've had a friend who stepped over a dead body in a subway without realizing, and you know, it's terrible. It's not good.
No, it's heartbreaking. All right, on to happier topics. I've got another list for you if you're willing.
Yes.
If I name famous sites of New York, you have to tell us if you've been to them and if so, how you felt.
Okay.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes, been to it, thought it was awesome, and didn't realize that it used to not be green. It used to be a different sort of bronzy color, which was fun to learn. Yeah, that was awesome.
Coney Island.
Coney Island, big fan of Coney Island, despite the fact that you can't swim there, which seems criminal. But there's a amusement park there, some great roller coasters.
Central Park.
Central Park, beautiful. Must sees of Central Park are Bethesda Fountain, Strawberry Fields, which is the John Lennon Memorial, and the Friends Fountain.
Okay. Grand Central Station.
Grand Central Station's beautiful. That was my parents' favorite when they came here. It's got a beautiful roof that sort of reminds you of, the Palace of Versailles. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, people talk about it. Empire State Building.
Empire State Building, awesome. Went there recently, actually, with my dad and my brother. Awesome. 360 degree views of the whole city. Sort of best view in the house and some cool pictures to get there. Yeah.
Couple more. The High Line, the elevated park.
It's really cool. Sort of a walk through the literal skyline of the city where old train tracks used to be, and they've done it up in such a beautiful way. It's yeah, really worth doing.
And finally, the 9/11 memorial. Have you been down there?
Yes, I've been there a couple of times, and it's really, really beautifully done. The museum is a must do. Really, and a very emotional experience, I'd say, the museum. Well worth doing. Yeah.
You're a good tour guide. What are hot tub boat tours? I have no idea what these are.
Hot tub boat tours. I've got no clue.
But people must go out on the harbour or on the Hudson or
Yeah,
what?
they do. I actually went to a yacht party last Halloween dressed as a sailor. We sailed around the Hudson. That was fun.
But you weren't on a hot tub.
I wasn't in a hot tub, unfortunately, Jim. I'll have to keep an eye out for next time.
If you go to New York, you can actually do food crawls, I think, can't you? You can sample the best food across the city. They make it easy for you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of tours. There's, food crawls, pub crawls. They've got tours for like, so they've got soprano tours and different film and TV tour. They've got everything, really.
So, a possible future for you, having seen lots of movies about New York. So, you're wrapped up against the cold in a scarf and you're wearing mittens. You're saying good morning to a man selling donuts as you rush to an audition. He gives you free ones and he wishes you luck. At the audition, you break a shoe, tripping on the way in, and afterwards, you can't find your subway ticket. And so, things are looking down. But then, one of the children you brilliantly entertain has a dad who's a film producer. You wouldn't say no to that cliche, would you? Probably.
No, you never know who's going to be around and who you might meet.
You never know who's going to be and around and who you might meet. And so many careers have been made that way. It's interesting, isn't it? You just have to be there.
Yes, for sure.
You know you'll end up with that accent, don't you?
Oh, Jim, this has been such a point of contention for my family, my friends at home. Whenever they FaceTime me to catch up, that they've called me out a few times and said, "Zara, you're sounding a little bit American, like cut it out." I think if I ever sounded, fully American, my dad would disown me. He wouldn't be stoked. But it's tricky because especially when you're acting, I audition in an American accent a lot of the time. I do try to remain as authentic as I can.
I'm walking here. It'll be well, we'll see as the years go by. All the best. So interestingly poised your life. We wish you all the luck in the world, and we'll stay in touch from time to time and see how you're going, Zara.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim.